Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has named Alan Burson to lead efforts to end illegal immigration from Mexico and end drug violence along the border. With analysis on this appointment, Stuart Verdery, partner and founder of the Monument Policy Group, first served as the first assistant secretary for policy and planning at the Department of Homeland Security from 2003 to 2005. Mr. Verdery, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Okay, this is a whole new position, yet another czar, and that's probably our fault calling it a czar, because I don't think the administration's called anybody a czar yet except us. But tell us a bit about this position, what it may entail, what should it encompass?
Well, the southwest border obviously deserves a tremendous amount of attention. We've seen an escalation in the cycle of violence, and it's a really nasty cycle where we're sending guns and money south, and they're sending drugs and violence north, and it's something it totally deserves Secretary Napolitano and the whole administration's attention. And I believe that the reason they have this czar position or coordinator is because it's so cross-cutting across all the parts of DHS, so customs, the investigation side, even the Coast Guard, and of course other parts of the government like the FBI and state and local officials, which have to do all the criminal investigations for state crime. So I'm very intrigued by the appointment. He's got great experience. The question I have is, you've got agencies who have existing reporting structures, and how do you throw a czar into the middle of that? That's a question I think we've yet to be resolved.
So how did you guys handle this when you were there? I mean, was it just sort of? I know you had some way. How was this handled before?
Well, it is interesting. Everything they say, life repeats itself. Yeah. When I was at DHS, there was an undersecretary for border security, Asa Hutchinson, the former congressman, and his job was to coordinate border activity, both policy and operations, and I worked for him on the policy side. And that position was eliminated a couple years ago in favor of having the big agencies like Customs and Border Protection, in particular, report directly to the secretary. And so now they've gone back to that idea, essentially, with the czar and said, look, we need somebody who specializes just on this set of issues, who can speak for the secretary at a high level and focuses just on this. So it's somewhat history repeating itself.
So would this person then have the ear of the secretary or the ear of the president?
I think this would be somebody with the ear of the secretary. Mr. Burson, I believe, worked with the secretary Napolitano when they were both U.S. attorneys back in the 90s and knows that area of the country. He's been a state official for Governor Schwarzenegger, and I get the sense he'll be physically located up at the DHS headquarters up in Northwest Washington and have the ear of the secretary and her inner circle.
Okay, so this is going to be what appears to be the point person who cuts across all the different factions that come under the DHS umbrella, and then will report directly to the secretary of DHS. So that means, on the one hand, he's going to have a lot on his plate and is going to have to prioritize. And on the other hand, they're going to have to figure out, as you mentioned, the logistics and the flow chart and who reports to whom.
That's right. And you've got people who are going to be Senate confirmed. They haven't named a commissioner of Customs and Border Protection yet. There's a very capable career commissioner in place now, Jay Ahern. You've got a nominee for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, John Morton, who has his confirmation hearing, I believe, next week. You've got existing Commandant of the Coast Guard, Admiral Allen. And so, you know, how do these people work together? And it will be interesting because this isn't the only issue DHS has to deal with. As important as the Mexican border is, they've got tremendous other responsibilities and other drains on their resources. And, you know, who makes those decisions as to competing demands? Well, that's a little bit up in the air. Who's going to go testify in front of Congress? There's already been half dozen hearings on the Mexican border issues. There'll be more. Is it going to be Mr. Burson, or is it going to be these component agencies who have to answer back to the Hill and to their people who fund their budgets?
So I'm going to ask my dumb guy question, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. There are so many issues, and in fact, I was talking to folks over at HHS who are dealing with peanut recall, and they were saying, you know, two different parts of HHS, and they often didn't deal with each other. And yet so many issues these days are these sort of cross-cutting. You need actually to coordinate and talk to one another. And yet it seems to be so difficult to do. What makes this so complex? It seems like, you know, somebody outside the Beltway sort of sits back and go, well, of course they ought to be doing this. Why is it difficult?
Well, the government's a big thing. And, protecting the homeland is a tremendous responsibility. And part of the theory of setting up the department was to bring some of these disparate pieces together out of Treasury, out of agriculture, out of justice, and at least put them into one cabinet agency. At the same time, you know, Customs and Border Protection now, I believe, is close to 60,000 employees. And Immigration and Customs Enforcement is another, I think, 15 or 20,000. So these are gigantic agencies. They're some of the biggest agencies in the government outside of the military. And you can't just combine everything. You can't have a 200,000-person agency within a department. You've got to break it up into some disparate responsibilities. And that requires then coordination across them. And we have those mechanisms in place. You have interagency coordination that the White House directs. You have OMB to deal with the budget decisions. You've got situational and operational cross-cutting things. So it's not like this doesn't exist. The question is by creating a new box on the org chart, does that help or does it hurt?
What do you think? Do you think it helps or hurts?
Well, having the ear of the secretary matters a lot, and especially the way DHS is set up, where the agencies are not at headquarters. They haven't built their headquarters over at St. Elizabeth's yet, and so you know, the person who's close to the secretary, both physically and in a relationship way, may end up having a better chance of getting those issues resolved. So we'll have to see.
Tell us about Alan Burson and what he should launch into as far as prioritizing as soon as he sits down at the desk.
Oh, there's no shortage of that. He's walking into a movie that's been running for many years and has gotten taken a turn for the worse the last couple of months, for sure. The Mexican government is doing the right things. They are putting the pressure on the cartels. That has then raised the level of violence as they are more scared and putting pressure on investigations. They're killing witnesses. They're going after politicians. So I think that the pieces are well moving, and the government on both sides of the border is doing a good job. But it's just like going after the mafia, that the heat has been turned up, and that's creating violence that's spilling over onto both sides. So I think they've got a good plan in place. Customs and ICE and the rest of the government has been working this. And I think it's a question of deciding, what can we get out of the Mexican government? What do they want from us? Is there more money in the pipeline we can get out of Congress under the initiative that President Bush put into place? And so I don't think it's a wholesale change of policy, but it's a focus. It's a renewed coordination with the Mexican government, and especially, again, with those state and local governments that have to go prosecute the crimes on the ground.